This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Matthews at the Mixed Beach House yesterday afternoon.
I'm going to be honest. I've never been a real Dave Matthews fan, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one of his concerts.
We've heard it was very mellow. The past 10 years.
Oh, stop. Not as vocally as others.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I really enjoyed everything. I didn't know quite
Big
a few
fan.
Of the songs he sang,
yeah.
but each one kind of spoke to me in a different way. Mm-hmm. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, he puts on a great live show. He's going to be at the Xfinity Center on Friday.
Yes.
And my wife took me to my first Dave Matthews show probably 12 years ago, and I was just blown away by his performance. The guy, his band, they're just so engaged. They have a great time when they're up on stage.
I'd like to see him at the Funny Bone.
Seriously.
I think he'd be great.
Right?
He'd be a smash.
He was so funny.
So here he is. We sit down with him in the Mix Beach House yesterday, Dave Matthews.
Hello. Do I look into the camera or do I look into your eyes?
Well, you could look into my eyes all you like.
So okay, that's nice.
Whatever works for you.
Okay. What a lovely interior you've done here today. But they can't hear us. They can just see us.
Well, there will be video.
No, there's video. There's all of it.
But
okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Look at, we're here at the Beach House.
So Friday, June 21st, Xfinity Center, the new album and song, Come Tomorrow. Here at the Beach House, we've had some amazing performances over the years. Bono and the Edge performed here. Sting and Shaggy performed here.
Sting and Shaggy.
Together. Yes, together. Last summer.
Oh, because they did the thing together.
The Grammy award-winning reggae album, yes. Yeah.
So Grammy Award winning reggae album.
Yes.
Best reggae album. Yeah. Sting.
And Shaggy.
And Shaggy, just kidding.
Can you
it's
describe
a weird time. It's a weird time.
For people that have...
What?
Can you describe what you see outside right now? About a little bit about the Beach House?
Water.
You're a wordsmith.
Yes.
And you're a question smith.
I don't know. It looks lovely. I've never been here before. I don't quite know what to say.
I just was outside,
but I didn't really walk outside, but I can tell from here that it's a beautiful place to be, even when Bono's not here, and the Edge, you know? I mean, it's beautiful with him, but it's, you know, I mean, I think even
Dave
when he's,
is good.
Even when
Dave,
he's not here.
Dave, you're pretty up a place.
Yeah,
I'm pretty up a place.
It's going to be just
if
fine.
If I can, hopefully. Yes, and then there's people floating on boats. Right outside as well, which
yes.
is, you know,
and they shall start doubling.
Yeah, but I like that vibe, the free the free shows.
Yeah, we are the worst kept secret down here. So.
I think that's a free shows. After Bono and the Edge and Shaggy and Sting have been here, then it's hard to keep a lid on it.
Correct.
No one's hoping for Chris Stapleton or something. Well, you know, because then it, you know, only because you know that guy can sing. Holy moly! Or JT. What if he
okay,
showed
don't.
Up? Right?
Are you a fan of Justin Timberlake?
Sure.
All right, I'm out.
Sure I am. I do. Sometimes we do vocal warm-ups together because he's a good singer, too. Well, see, I said, too, as if to imply that I do my best. Can I ask you something?
You can ask us whatever.
Did you like my radio spot? I tried to do like a little bit of a radio voice.
It was very short.
Yeah, it was short, but it was also like, I tried to do a radio voice so that people were like, that's not.
To be honest with you, I didn't think you did anything for the station.
Stop.
I thought they just grabbed it from somewhere of you saying those words together.
So you just stuck it together? Because you could do that. I should have said, can't you just find me talking?
Right.
And then and make the sounds out of my face?
Right.
I can't be bothered.
Well, no, I just...
No, from now on,
like
I don't
want
to be bothered is what
right.
I'm saying. Can you please just get my voice from now on?
Right,
that
right.
I don't have to do it anymore.
Let me ask
right?
you this.
Wouldn't it be nice?
I think it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I've said enough words publicly. I feel like that should be able
right.
to be
could.
All right, let me ask you this.
Okay, yes,
Father's
please.
Day on Sunday.
What happened?
You and I have something in common. We both have twin daughters
yes.
and a younger son.
Oh.
So can you talk a little bit about Father's Day? Were you all together? Did you get a phone call?
No, because I'm here.
I know you're traveling.
So,
sorry.
No, it's not your fault. But because I travel a lot and I had a lot of gigs, I couldn't go home But I talked to everybody separately.
Right.
And my son and my wife, we spoke together. We FaceTimed. And that's a funny fake word, FaceTimed.
I think it's FaceTime. Real now.
It is.
You say it a number of times and it's true.
Yeah. I didn't even get the FaceTime call. I just got the regular call.
You got a regular call?
Although I
be thankful for what you have.
I was happy because like if I get a call from my older daughters early in the day.
How old are they?
They're 25.
Oh, you got me beat.
Right.
It's because he's old.
No, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I just started late because you have a youthful air.
Oh,
you have a youthful air.
Youthful air.
Very fit, too.
Oh, everybody's
so right, isn't that?
Yeah, please. The Man Crush Fest can keep going. That'd be awesome. I'm just going to go over there.
No, no, stay here, please.
I have a question
for you. I'm playing hard to get with you.
It's apparent. But I will wear you down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Carson being told he has a youthful air will just carry him for the next 20 years.
Oh, boy.
Weird time.
It was almost like you needed to say to Dave Matthews Kennedy, I'd like to approach you as a hostile witness in this interview. You know, but he wasn't hostile, but it was like a little combative.
A little bit.
A little tough to get the question out.
I'm going to sell you for the first three minutes of that interview. Yeah. He did not look me in the face. Mm. Like I said, hi, I'm Kennedy. And he really looked all around my head at the books in the corner, the lake out, the water outside. It was very odd, but you know what? I love him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.